The last legislative session, House Bill 3, gave a directive to the Comptroller's Office to come up with a financial rating that incorporated academic progress. Okay, this is not real. You know, we do have a what's called FIRST, a financial integrity rating system that only rates our financial stability. Okay, this tries to take, and this was I listened to the podcast that came out yesterday, and it's an attempt to measure academic performance to spending.
Using what in its formula?
Using tax scores as a over 3 year period, and the spending is over a 3 year period. The last year utilized was 2008-09, so all of this data is at least a year old. They used tax. They used academic composite academic progress, which is all testing, and they used math and reading. And what we're finding out is that on the percentile, it's a progress based on the whole statewide, all of the school districts in the state. Then after they get that data, from what we can tell, then they get an average cost per student over a three-year period. Now, remember, this is all costs. It includes grants. It includes special revenue. It includes maintenance and operations. It includes transportation. The only thing they've excluded is debt payments and capital outlay, like our buildings and if we bought large equipment, things that costed like $5,000 more per unit. So they excluded those. And then they make us a composite group, and to get that fast rating, that's just they look at our composite group, which is 40 school districts. And that's how they come up with that star, that fast rating on the stars.
Well, so far, the one nugget is that Bryan ISD has done 51% better than the rest of the state, and that you're compared to 40 other districts. Any idea what some of those districts are?
Yeah, I have a list of them. Yeah, then once they decide what, you know, where percentile we are with the state, then they take 40 districts and they put us in a cohort to determine that fast rating. So I think whenever they look at our fast rating, we're only compared to 40. So, I mean, that star system is not rating us on our financial stability at all.
Oversimplification to say the biggest bang for the buck?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What it says, basically it's saying, you know, based on what we're spending per pupil, they probably would have expected better gain when they looked at our composite group.
As Bryan ISD is compared to 40 other school districts.
Yes. And we did go back, Lucy went and looked at our, for 2009-10, our academic gains, and would be interested to see when they update this data and to incorporate 9-10, how we might improve a little bit on that, on the rating.
Yeah. This includes 06-07 through 08-09.
Mm-hmm. On the podcast that went out, Ms. Combs had said that they hope to update it with 9-10 data soon, but I will tell you probably the earliest they could do it is March, because they may have the testing data, but they won't have all of my actual financial data. It doesn't have to be in until end of January.
So when somebody reads or hears that Bryan ISD earned 1.5 stars, what are they supposed to take away from that? How is that supposed to be interpreted?
Well, I guess what they say is compared to these 40 other school districts, you know, they're trying to compare our academic gains to our cost per pupil.
It's not necessarily a reflection of success or lack of success. It's a reflection of the comparison with peer group schools. And it's just another tool that we have to look at how we spend money. They've got some recommendations at the end of the report that we'll be looking at.
Yeah, this report does give some things that they found at other school districts that they think are worth noting, so we can view those and see if we want to incorporate that into our district, or they do have some cost-cutting measures, that sort of thing.
So can this thing be used as a legitimate tool?
Sure. I mean, anything's mm-hmm. considered a tool. And it's.
But is it going to be something useful?
I'll tell you the truth. I got this data the same time you did. We haven't had enough time to read through the whole thing yet to see, you know, they highlighted some districts or some five-star districts and what they're doing, and we need to look at that and read what they're doing and see how, if we can incorporate that here and we think we can get some improvement out of it. But we haven't had enough time to go through the whole report yet.
So is it also a case of parents and other constituents in Bryan ISD to not forget the academic side and what the results are that the kids are achieving?
Yeah, you know, and that's really an important piece of this information, is that it is not directly linked to our academic rating. You know, when we look at reading, we look at math, over the period of the years that they're using for this report, we've shown gains. And in fact, our reading has been in the recognized area, math has been acceptable. So you have to be careful that this doesn't suggest that we're not performing well in those academic arenas, you know, those content areas, because that is not what it says.
It's a matter of the cost to get to the academic performance?
It's a matter of the cost, yes. You know, it is. That's exactly what it is, the cost comparison. But I think it's really important that they understand that this just isn't just money that are put into academic programs. This is money district-wide spent in all areas, as Amy said. These are dollars that we put into transportation, into maintenance, and, you know, to all of those different areas. It's not just we spent way too much money on academics and didn't get the bang for the buck. That is not what it says.
Yeah, I think that's another important point, Bill, because we look at this peer group list, and there are districts with 1,000, 3,000 students who obviously don't have the transportation, food service, that kind of cost that we have. We're a larger district, so obviously we're going to spend more money. So that's just another piece of it.